The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaylin is in Fairport. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Kaylin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Why is today a special day?
It is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, to you.
Ole!
Yay! Happy birthday, Kaylin.
Thank you so much.
How are you going to celebrate?
Will it get off to a good start or will Jen ruin it in the 7 o'clock hour of your birthday? Yeah, what are you doing for your birthday? It's on a Friday, too. That's legit.
Yeah, we just got Dunkin' and I want to go hang out with my friends.
Nice.
Dunkin' and Friends. I'd watch that show. I would listen to that podcast.
Me, too.
Yeah. All right, whenever you're ready, Kaylin, just ask Jen to leave the room and we will begin the game.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, birthday girl.
Thank you.
I'd love Dunkin' if I didn't have two hot dogs already.
There's two more
I'm going to get, we got Curtis Danberg coming in, giving away Guardians tickets at 8:10. He brought in hot dogs. I've already eaten two, which means I would listen earlier to the show than later because it's going to start getting real sleepy real quick.
You should have just taken him home.
I should have. I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I ate one and then I went for a second one. And now I'm glad I'm talking to the birthday girl and we're playing the game. That's where I'm at in life. That's exactly where I'm at. All right. So producer Stevie keeping track of the score. As you heard, Jen left the room. You answer these five questions. Just make sure to give us that answer before you hear that buzzer. You do the best you can. When you're done, we'll play a quick song, bring Jen back in and ask her the same five questions. She'll do the exact same thing, answer them to the best of her ability, and we'll see if you can make it back. Back-to-back losses and also a birthday win. So another nightclub. This is question one. Another nightclub is shut down on the east bank of the flats. It's called Decades. Well, they say it's a temporary closure after its landlord suspended access to the building, citing that there was lease defaults and rule violations and safety concerns. I don't know what's going on. Name any of the other four permanent closures on the east bank of the flats over the last year. Any place that has closed on the east bank of the flats over the past 12 months.
Oh my God, I can't see that. Take a bar.
Move to question number two. Zoe Kravitz gave her fans the clearest look at her massive engagement ring while attending this cocktail event, which was in London. Experts previously estimated the diamond is worth about $500,000. My question to you, who is Zoe Kravitz's fiancé?
I don't know. Joe Jonas?
Let's go with Joe Jonas. Question number three. Hey, you've got Dunkin' and it's your birthday. These questions are irrelevant. Doesn't matter. You win, that would be just added to the birthday. Question number three. Marvel star Jeremy Renner was at Cedar Point this week with his family. He shared all sorts of videos, all sorts of photos of he and his family attending the park and going on Millennium Force and Top Thrill 2 and all sorts of things. So Jeremy Renner, as I mentioned, Marvel star. Jeremy Renner portrayed which character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Batman?
Let's go with Batman. Question number four. Universal Pictures has officially announced a standalone Donkey movie from DreamWorks Animation. The Shrek spinoff is set to hit theaters on June 30th of 2028. How do they know?
See, 2028 is crazy.
Yeah, 2027
like,
I'll listen
know it's
to.
June 30th.
How do you know? All right. Which famous actor slash comedian voices the character Donkey?
Eddie Murphy.
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo has joined Fortnite's Icon series as a playable character with two new outfits. She has emotes, there's jam tracks, the list goes on, and is available through July 25th. Name any other musician that has been a playable character in the game Fortnite.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
There we go. Let's go with that for the answer for question number five. We're going to see how you did. Jen's back into the room next. Birthday girl, Kaylin, is in Fairport. Will her birthday be ruined? Stay tuned on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Wow.
Playing around to Trump Tui. I'm just stating facts. She did grab Duncan. She's hanging out with friends. I mean, it's going to be a good birthday today for sure.
Yes, it is. No matter what.
So how many did she get correct?
Galen got two.
Ooh. Good job. What is that? Stop adding. Ooh.
Was that from just now?
Yep.
Talking about my marble game?
That's how I can grab it and also edit it without you paying attention. So there you go, Kaylin. We're going to continue the game. Jen has to answer those same five questions. And here we go.
Ooh.
I
stop
know.
That!
All right.
I saw you up to no good over there.
Yep.
I didn't know which part you grabbed.
It's my
I
job.
Don't
I unfortunately
like.
Started it too late. For the best part. Well, let's turn the questions around so I can read them. Question number one. Another nightclub is shut down on the east bank of the flats. It's called Decades. It's temporarily closed after its landlord suspended access to the building, citing lease defaults, rule violations, and safety concerns. Name any of the four permanent closures on the east bank of the flats over the last 12 months.
Margaritaville.
That's one of them. Absolutely. You've got Rum Runners gone. Inferno gone. Play Bar and Grill the other one. Question number two. Zoe Kravitz gave fans her clearest look yet at this massive engagement ring while she was attending this cocktail event in London. Previous estimates on the ring were about $500,000. Probably increased now after they got a great look at it. So Zoe Kravitz is engaged to who? Who's her fiance?
Harry Styles.
It is Harry Styles. As we move to question number three, Marvel star Jeremy Renner was at Cedar Point. This is cool. This week with his family, shared photos and video of he and his family in the park enjoying everything from Top Thrill 2 to Millennium Force and, of course, walking around the park. Jeremy Renner portrayed which character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Hawkeye.
It was Hawkeye. As we move to question number four. Universal Pictures has officially announced a standalone Donkey movie from DreamWorks Animation. The Shrek spinoff is set to hit theaters on June 30th of 2028. How do they know? Which famous actor slash comedian voices Donkey?
Eddie Murphy.
It is Eddie Murphy. As we move to question number five, Olivia Rodrigo has joined Fortnite's Icon series as a playable character. So there's two new outfits, there's emotes, there's jam tracks, there's all sorts of things and other cosmetics available through July 25th. Name any other musician that has been a playable character on Fortnite.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan's one. There's a laundry list of others. Billie Eilish and Snoop Dogg and The Weeknd and all sorts of them. So there you go. Final totals there, Stevie.
Kaylin 2, Jen 5.
All five!
I'm sorry, Kaylin. But it's your birthday. Who cares?
It is your birthday, absolutely. We hope you have a great birthday. Sounds like it got off to a great start. Duncan and friends and whatever else is happening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Of course. Kaylin, happy birthday, but you know what you need to say.
This is Kaylin from Fairport, and I did not from Tui.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maureen is in Lakewood.
Good morning.
Hey, Maureen. How are you? Good to hear from you. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. How
good.
Are you?
We're doing very, very well. You're going to be this hour's contestant for Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So whenever you are ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Okay, Jen, please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Maureen.
All right, Jen is leaving the room. Maureen, you know how this game works. Producer Stevie joins me in studio. She'll be keeping track of the score. We'll ask you five questions. There's a timer involved. You just need to give us your answer before you hear that buzzer. That's it. Then you're done with your five questions. Then we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen from the hallway, and it's his her turn to answer those same five questions, and we'll see if you can trump Tui today, which would be amazing. So let's get to it. We will get to question number one. We're going to get to Jimmy John's. So they have partnered with Buffalo Wild Wings to introduce the new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Wrap and Buffalo Jimmy Chips. The new wrap debuts on June 29th.
I see it. You're going to try that.
This sounds so good. True or false, Buffalo Wild Wings was founded in Ohio.
False.
Let's move to question number two. Director Brad Bird isn't interested in making sequels to some of his biggest hits, including the 2007 hit Pixar movie Ratatouille, saying that he didn't think it was necessary. What type of animal is Chef Remy in the film Ratatouille?
Oh, boy. A rat?
Let's go with a rat. Question number three. Billy Joel's song Piano Man is back on a Billboard chart. So the 1973 track landed in the top spot of the TV song or the top TV songs chart thanks to its appearance in the Prime Video series The Boys. Finish this Piano Man song lyric. Sing us a song. You're the Piano Man. Sing us a song. Blank.
Tonight.
All right. Question number four. The Cleveland Ballet is doing something very cool. They're bringing a free performance to the city's lakefront. This is happening next month. It's Ballet on the Lake. And it happens Saturday, July 18th at North Coast Yard as part of Cleveland's 230th birthday celebration. Which famous ballet is traditionally performed during the holiday season?
Nutcracker.
Question number five. Maureen's on a bit of a heater. Question number five. Rita Ora leads the voice cast for the upcoming animated adventure Vikings. The film follows two Viking girls on an epic quest and is set to arrive on December 25th. Which famous rapper featured Rita Ora on the hit song Black Widow?
Tupac Shakur.
Let's go with Tupac for the answer for question number five. So we'll see if you hit on that one and how well you did with the other four questions. And then Jen will be back in the studio. She answers those same five questions right after this song. Maureen is in Lakewood. Answered five questions a minute ago, right smack in the middle of a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I'm telling you, it's a hot dog. Some new man. Ate two of them this morning. Maureen, have you had two hot dogs this morning for breakfast?
Not yet. That would be for lunch.
That would definitely be, I don't know, later in the day.
I think you might have the world record, Tim, for the earliest consumption of two hot dogs.
Yeah. Ooh, that's fair. We should go back to that. Maybe I do hold it, and I don't even know. So how did Maureen do with those five questions there, Stevie?
Maureen got three.
There you go, Maureen. You did great.
Good job.
Not bad. Thanks.
Not bad at all. Brought to you by Apex Skin. Let's get to the same five questions we asked Maureen just a minute ago. We get to question number one. We get to...
Don't look at me.
Stevie.
Jimmy John's.
Slow news day.
We need to avoid all food topics.
She's very food aware and avoiding that during Trump Tui. So Jimmy John's has partnered with Buffalo Wild Wings to introduce the new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Wrap and Buffalo Jimmy Chips. The new wrap debuts on June 29th. True or false, Buffalo Wild Wings was founded in Ohio.
True.
It is in Columbus. Question number two. Director Brad Bird said he isn't interested in making sequels to some of his biggest hits, including the 2007 hit Pixar movie Ratatouille, saying that he doesn't think it's necessary. What type of animal is Chef Remy in the film Ratatouille?
A mouse? A rat? A rodent?
I don't know what your answer is. I'm just waiting for
it. A rat.
It is a rat. Wouldn't have taken a mouse or rodent. Right, Stevie?
Definitely not a mouse. Rodent, I'd have to look that up.
It's the
It's
the umbrella. Question number three. Billy Joel's song Piano Man is back on a Billboard chart. The 1973 track landed in the top spot on the top TV songs chart thanks to an appearance in the Prime Video series The Boys. So finish this Piano Man song lyric. Sing us a song, you're the Piano Man. Sing us a song, blank.
Tonight.
It is tonight. As we move to question number four. The Cleveland Ballet is bringing the free performance to the city's lakefront next month. It's Ballet on the Lake. It happens Saturday, July 18th at the North Coast Yard as part of the Cleveland's 230th birthday celebration. Which famous ballet is traditionally performed during the holiday season?
The Nutcracker.
It is the Nutcracker. As we move to question number five, Rita Ora leads the voice cast, of the upcoming animated adventure Vikings. The film follows two Viking girls at an epic quest and is set to arrive on December 25th. Which famous rapper featured Rita Ora on the hit song Black Widow?
Black Widow, baby. Iggy Azalea.
It is.
That's a great song.
That is a bomb. I haven't heard that. I was just going to say, same thing. Final totals.
Maureen, 3. Jen, 5.
I don't think Jen missed a question all day.
Sorry, Maureen.
I think you went 5 for 5 earlier, too.
You did.
Just one of those days, I guess.
Maureen, nice job.
Sure thing. Good try.
So it was a great try. You went 3 for 5. You did very, very well. But you know what you need to say.
This is Maureen from Lakewood. I did not trump Jen 2 today.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze.
Let's love.